The Bear and the Two Travelers. Two travelers were making their way down a trail through a great forest when they rounded a bend and came face to face with a great and ferocious bear. One of the travelers cried out and ran to the nearest tree he could find, and with all the strength and speed he could muster, shimmied his way to the very top of the tree, leaving the bear far below on the ground to face his traveler friend. The traveler on the ground, who, unlike his friend, had frozen on the spot in fear, fell to the ground and pretended he had died of fright. The bear gave a great roar and barreled up to the traveler lying on the ground, but was wary when he noticed the man was not moving, because it is said that bears will not dare touch a dead body. The bear roared again, but the man did not move. The bear nudged the man with his long snout, but the man just lay there without moving a muscle. The bear sniffed the man from stem to stern, and as one last act, licked the man's ear. Still the man did not move. The bear finally huffed and turned on his heel and soon was thinking of other prey. When at last the bear was far gone, the man slowly unfolded himself from the ground, dusted himself off, and set about walking down the trail. The traveler up in the treetop shouted down at him, "Brother, won't you please come help me down from this tall and perilous tree? I fear I might fall. I am rightly scared of high places." "Help yourself, my former friend," said the traveler as he set off. "You could have distracted the bear from me with a shout, and you would have come to no harm being safe up in that tree, but you kept your silence, knowing I was still in danger. Some friend you turned out to be. Never again will I travel with a friend who deserts me at the first sign of danger." The moral of the story is, danger and peril can often test a friendship.